why don't you tell our listeners who you are and what you do?
I'm Amy Showalter, and I work with organizations that want to galvanize their grassroots and PAC advocates for their cause. I also work with legislative staff to help them be more effective in persuading legislators and their stakeholders to advocate for their cause.
Well, I've been looking at your website, and you're a hotshot. You already are very well established in your field. Now, what attracted you to work with somebody like Vicki?
Well, I realize I have to walk my talk, and while I consult to other groups and advocate to them the value of outside thought and a diversity of thought, I realize I have to integrate that into my own consulting practice as well. And I was impressed with Vicki because she has a real diverse background, being in sales, being in politics, in the healthcare industry, and so forth, and she takes all that and can combine it for some great results for her folks. That was the first reason I wanted to work there, because she understood my language, and then secondly, obviously, she's a very good strategist and just looks at things in different ways.
Now, how did she work with you? What was the process that made her work with you so effective?
Well, there were a couple of things we did. Initially, she took all of my promotional materials and my video, critiqued those, and then we sat down in Arizona for a day and just went over all of those materials, where she felt I needed to brand myself better, to niche myself better, and to position myself, because she is the only consultant out there who's being very honest and candid with speakers today and consultants, letting them know that how you position yourself is integral to the amount of fees you'll be able to get. And no one else talks about that. They think that once you are able to have a really great speech or this great consulting methodology, it doesn't matter how you've positioned yourself. Your brand really doesn't matter. People will just come flocking to you. And she understands that up front, you have to brand and position very strategically in order to be able to get those fees. And so that is something that I frankly had not thought about very much, and I know lots of other speakers and consultants certainly don't think about it either.
What was it that she pulled out of you that maybe you might not have seen before that allowed you to garner higher fees?
She showed me how to maximize the work I was already undertaking. For example, I did some research with some groups on Fortune's Power 25 list, which is their list of the most powerful lobbying groups in the country. I thought that I would take that information, use it for speech material, but basically give it away as a marketing item and a promotional item, and she corrected me on that and let me know that I needed to take that and package that as a consulting intervention, as a coaching option, and also as a workshop and keynote speech. So now I have revenue streams from that one research project where initially I was going to be giving away the information. So now I get paid for that information, and it's very exclusive, and it's helped position me as well, because Vicki is a very good strategist helping people position themselves, and she demonstrated to me how I could use that information and my unique research findings to position myself and also make money with it as well. That's one thing she did. She also reassured me of my place, shall we say, you know, in the market, and that I had to keep doing the unique research, which I do, and bring those different approaches into the market to be able to ask for a certain fee level that I'm at. And I think initially we get a lot of advice in the speaking business, especially, that if you're just good on the platform, then that's all it takes, and that's not correct. So she opened my eyes to that option. She also was very helpful to me in learning how to, as she says, speak to sell. And she is so adept at this. She helped me learn that any pro bono speeches or consulting conversations I might have with someone are opportunities to very subtly but yet ethically integrate some sales into those talks, about a sales pitch, shall we say. So she showed me how to transform my information, and I know this is her words, but it's so true, my information into insights. And insights to the client and to the prospect is what sells, not how-tos necessarily. So she really showed me how to take that pro bono and make it something that would move people to say, I want to know more about that person. And I can say that the first time that I did that, where I took a pro bono that I had scheduled to present, I met with her, I changed it totally based on her guidelines. And as a result of that, I got a $40,000 contract with a client who I did not know. It was a cold intervention, it was a cold meeting, shall we say, but they said, I heard your talk, what you said is so true, those insights are so interesting, let's see how we can work together. And so we then created some consulting.
You sounds know, like it, she's it, making money for you on several different fronts.
Oh yeah.
Is there a number that you could put on it?
Oh gosh. I would say if I did not work with Vicki, I'd probably lose $250,000 probably. That's over 6 years.
Over 6 years, $250,000.
Yeah, I really
wow.
believe that. Because with my conference, with the speeches, see, I approach everything differently now.
So it's not just that she gives you a couple of ideas that you're able to cash in on. It's that she changes the way you think.
Correct. That is it. That is it. I will say this, and this is why this conversation may be a little tough for me and I may be a little nebulous with you, is because so much of what she said to me, it's in my DNA now. It's how I think. I can't. It's so ingrained in how I think and practice and sell and market that it's difficult for me to almost enumerate how much of an impact she's had.
If there was one thing that you thought people really ought to know about working with Vicki, what would that one thing be?
They ought to know that if they do what she says, they will make more money. That is the key, though, if they do what she says. I know she works with a lot of people who aren't implementers. They're not disciplined to do the work. But see, her work requires, and if you want to make the big bucks, you've got to think. And you've got to be disciplined, and which she is, and you've got to think strategically. And there are some people that don't want to think. They're shopping for lightning bolts, and they don't want to have to really dissect their business, dissect their practice, really look hard at what's working and what's not working. And she forces you to do that. You know, it wasn't pleasant for me to sit with her and have her tell me things I need to improve on. I didn't enjoy that. However, I know it was the right thing to do. And if you implement and do what she says, it will work for you, but I find many people just don't want to do the work.